Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 6 before we receive our evening tithes and offerings. 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read the whole story, but there's a story here that begins at verse 8 when the king of Syria comes to make war against Israel. And let's read it. He consulted with his servants, saying, "My camp will be in such and such a place." And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down here, coming down there." Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So there was nothing hidden, because the prophet was sharing all the secret information with the king of Israel. So he could not strategize against Israel. Amen? The enemy will not be able to strategize against you, because the Holy Ghost will show you everything that the enemy is trying to plan against you. And what the enemy has meant for evil, God will turn for good. When he digs a ditch, he'll follow it in himself. When he digs a ditch, you'll sidestep it. When he sets up trouble in front of you, you'll go right around it. You'll maneuver around it. You'll always be one step ahead of the enemy. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." So now they want to take out the prophet, because he's prophesying and he's revealing all these secrets to the king of Israel, so they can't really strategize. And it was told him, saying, "Surely he's in Dothan." Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered and said, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Amen. So as the servant sees what's going on in the natural, he is overwhelmed by the natural. He's overwhelmed by the situation. But the prophet tells him not to fear, for those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Of course, when he looked in the natural, there didn't look like there was anybody with them. It was just him and Elisha. Amen. Maybe when you look in the natural, you think like, well, there's nobody with me. I mean, look at what the enemy is trying to do against me. Look at how circumstances are stacked up against me. And you might think in the natural, man, it's just me. But let me tell you right now, let me give you the word of the Lord. And I'm going to pray right now, if you would just in a minute here, just like Elisha prayed for his servant and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Hallelujah. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. Isn't it interesting? He actually was seeing, but then he wasn't seeing. You are seeing, but you're not seeing. What you're seeing is not really what you're supposed to see. What you think you're seeing is not real. What you don't see is more real than what you see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So he prayed and his eyes were opened and he saw. Hallelujah. What did he see? "And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha, So isn't that interesting that one was seeing but wasn't seeing, and the others are seeing but now they're blinded? Hallelujah. So it was a reversal of fortunes. Then Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me and I'll bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. So the very man that they were looking for ended up leading them out of the place. So it was when they came to Samaria that Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes and they saw. And there they were inside Samaria. Now when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" But he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master." Then he prepared a great feast for them. And after they ate and drank, he sent them away and they went to their master. So the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel. Isn't that interesting? What an interesting story. They had an opportunity to kill them, but they didn't kill them. They ended up feeding them and then made peace with the enemy. You know, there's a supernatural way that God will turn situations around, no matter how it looks in the natural. Many times you look at things in the natural, you're overwhelmed. Who's been there? Man, you think like, man, everything's against me. The odds are against me. I don't really see a way out, but there's always a way. God always makes a way. I mean, who in the world, who would have even thought of the fact that maybe the enemy would just be struck blind and then, I mean, think about it. They came looking for Elisha, and the very man they were looking for ended up praying, and they were blinded and ended up leading them to the king of Israel. Amen. But he could have told the king of Israel to kill him. He says, "No, don't kill him. Feed him." I mean, God just has so many different ways of getting you out of situations. Because you just need to know that those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Hallelujah. I said those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're facing, do not ever judge things in the natural, because your eyes will deceive you. Hallelujah. Your eyes will deceive you. What you see is not real. Because everything you see was created from everything you don't see. The seen world was created from the unseen world. There's actually an unseen world where there's more happening in the unseen realm of the spirit than you realize. There's a lot more happening in the realm of the spirit than you realize, I said. Hallelujah. Many times people just caught up so much in the natural that they actually cannot even see what God's trying to do. That's why you have to get out of your head, and you can't just see everything with the natural eyes, and you can't just judge everything with the natural. You can't just judge everything with what you see and how you feel. You are to walk by faith and not by sight. And faith comes by hearing, not seeing. Faith comes by hearing the word of the Lord. Blessed are those who believe and yet not have seen. So a lot of times people are like, well, you know how the world is, right? Seeing is believing. Well, when it comes to us, hearing is believing. When you have a word from God, you have everything you need. When you have a word from God, you have everything you need, I said. Whatever you need is in the word. One word from God will change everything. If he made a promise, think about this. Jesus told the disciples, "Let's get in the boat. Let's go to the other side." And he's sleeping in the boat. And in the middle of the journey, a storm breaks out. And the disciples are panicking. They are freaking out, right? And they're in fear. And they actually, Jesus is still sleeping. So they're now offended with him. They are super offended with him. How dare he sleep in the boat while we're here? Look at what we're facing. And they wake him. They shake him and wake him. And then he's like, "What's wrong with you people?" And he looks at the storm, said, "Peace be still," and everything's quiet. And then he looks at them and goes, "Why did you fear, ye of little faith? Why did you fear, ye of little faith?" Why? Because they were moved by what they saw instead of what they heard, Jesus said, let's go to the other side. That was the word of the Lord. And in the middle of them going according to the word of the Lord, let's go to the other side, storm breaks out. Now what they're seeing becomes greater than what they heard. They forgot the word they heard because they saw the storm. How many of you have seen things and felt things and then you forgot what the Lord had promised? You have to understand He's the way maker. He always makes a way where there is no way. And let me tell you, you can come up with 100 ways. He'll come up with 101. It'll be nothing like you thought. Because our little brains cannot comprehend the manifold wisdom of God and the ways of God. His ways are much higher than our ways. His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. His plans are much greater than our plans. Hallelujah. And you can be assured that He's making plans for you to succeed. He's making plans for you to prosper. He's making plans to give you a hope and a future. He's not making plans to harm you. The enemy's making plans to harm you. He's the thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And more are with us. More are with us than are with them. And you must know it. You must know it and you must believe it, because let me tell you what, I have a word and I'm going to speak over you right now. Lift your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you open their eyes so they can see all the things in the realm of the spirit. They can see the things that you have prepared for them. Hallelujah. For the word says, no eye has seen in the natural, no ear has heard in the natural, no heart has understood in the natural for the things that God has in store for those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. All things work together for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. But these things are revealed to us by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. And I ask that the Spirit of God will begin to reveal to His people, Lord, reveal to your people the way that you have for them, that they don't go their own way, that they don't go the way of the flesh. They don't go the way of the naysayers. They don't go the way of their advisors and the experts and the little spurts. And they don't go the way of Aunt Susie and Uncle Jack, hit the road, Jack. Hallelujah. But they go the way of the Lord. For them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Show them. Open their eyes for them to see all that you have for them in Jesus' mighty name. Now keep those hands lifted because I'm going to speak this over you. Because more are with us than are with them, you will do more with less. We're coming into a time where we're going to do more with less. We are going to do more with less. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you've seen sort of a reduction. You've seen sort of some things, some people and some situations and some things and whatever has seems like it's been eliminated and removed from your life. But make no mistake, God has actually been behind all of that, because He doesn't want you to trust in horses and chariots. He wants you to trust in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's not your friends. It's not your family. It's not brother Big Bucks. It's not this sister Big Shot that is going to be your way. For the Lord is going to make a way for you. And He wants you to rely on Him and Him alone. He is the way maker. He is Jehovah Jireh, the provider. He is El Shaddai, God who is more than enough. And because the God who is more than enough is on your side, you will do more with less. You will do more with less. You might have less in the natural, but you will do more in Jesus' mighty name. And I speak it, I prophesy it. And if you believe it, shout amen and grab a hold of that word tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ha! Gloria a Dios. I feel the fuego. I feel the fuego. I feel the Espiritu Santo. My. Shakarava sandalava. Hallelujah. So I don't care who's come against you. Just as in this case, King of Syria sent a great army and surrounded the city. You might feel like you're surrounded, but you better know that you are surrounded by the presence of the Lord. You are surrounded by angelic help. You are surrounded by the Holy Ghost. You are surrounded by the fire of God. You are surrounded by the love of God. Hallelujah. And I want you to have eyes to see in the spirit, not in the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same theme we find in Judges chapter 6, verse starts with 36 and then goes all the way into Judges chapter 7, 23. You know, but ultimately in chapter 7, we see Gideon's army. Gideon gathered a large army of 32,000. And he's like, I made it. I've got 32,000 following me. This surely is the way to victory. This surely must be the way to victory because I got a good crowd with me. And the Lord says, no. And if you look at it, verses 1-3, they go through this elimination. And he ends up with 300. From 32,000. Man. He ends up with 300. Hallelujah. But yet, through that 300, a great supernatural victory was brought by the Lord's power. Why? Because according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more or beyond or above, come on somebody, than what we ask or think, what we ask or think, but it's not just our asking or thinking, it's according to the power that is at work in us. How much power is at work in you? Well, greater power is at work in you than the power that is at work in the world. So I don't care what power you've been facing. I don't care what power has been coming against you. I want you to know tonight that greater power is at work in you than the spirit that is at work in the world or in the circumstances. I don't care how much power the enemy's come against you with. I want you to know tonight in the mighty name of Jesus that there's greater power that is at work in you and through you. Hallelujah. To deliver you, to bring you out, to bring you forth, to bring you over the top in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to do more with less. You're going to do more with less. Because the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. You're going to do more with less. Because the greater one lives on the inside of you. You're going to do more with less. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpv.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.